Yesterday I spoke about how important it is to have hope in Allah. How important it is to be able to feel within you that Allah's forgiven you. You are genuine in asking Allah's forgiveness, so Allah forgave you. Don't let your sin bog you down. But remember, my brothers and sisters, we aim for paradise. We aim for Jannah. That is the ultimate goal. And we need to work towards it. Each time there is a sin to be committed and you abstain from it, tell yourself and tell Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, "Oh Allah, I did this for you. You prohibited this, that is why I didn't do it. It's because you prohibited it that I didn't do it." Subhanallah. My brothers and sisters, if you would like to achieve the greatest inspiration ever, it's important to go through the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The greatest of creation. The greatest of creation. There is nothing that you would be able to have in terms of an example better than that of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His statements, his words, they are considered sacred in the sense that Allah says, وَمَا يَنطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. He does not utter words from his own whims and fancies, from his desires. It is indeed revelation revealed to him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why it's recorded as hadith. Hadith meaning anything uttered by Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, anything he did, even the movements, the acknowledgements, the way he walked, the way he talked, how he lived his life, everything is considered part and parcel of the seerah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is recorded for you and I to follow. Take a look at the wealthiest of the wealthy at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and slightly after that. They aimed very high. They knew. They sacrificed their wealth, their time, and they were so knowledgeable. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, initially when he began to ask questions, some of the people asked him, "What is it? Why are you asking so many questions when Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu anhuma, they are in our presence? People will ask them, they will get the answers." He continued, such that he became known as one of the greatest of the knowledgeable from the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At the time of Hajj, he used to have such a huge group of people asking him questions, learning from him. He used to do the tafsir. He used to teach rules and regulations. But he was just a young boy. But he aimed very high.